Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 412 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about my travel over this last week. We're going to talk about college football, of course, and the upcoming Big Boo Bowl in Starkville, where A&M will be playing my Mississippi State Bulldogs. Plus, of course, there are side eyes and I see yous. Melanie and I would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. And our most recent episode is with our friend Kendra Adachi, who has a new time management book called The Plan. It was a perspective-changing book for me, and our conversation with Kendra got really deep. So if you haven't listened yet, be sure to check that out. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, live stream tickets for our Dallas live show that Friday night are still available. Reed Drummond will be our special guest, and you can find the link to that in the show notes. Thanks so much for being here, y'all, and we hope you enjoy episode 412. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm recording in the kitchen because I'm cooking chicken for tortilla soup. And Alex just came in here. He's on fall break because he's about to fix himself a late lunch.
Yeah.
But so there may be a little noise is all I'm saying. But I didn't feel like I was comfortable leaving the chicken on the stove and me going to the back of the house.
No, that's fair.
Because I didn't want it to boil over and all that. So that's why I am where I am today.
Listen, I just appreciate that there is no smell feature on this recording because I bless you and your chicken boiling efforts, but I do not want to smell it.
It smells good. Alex, do you think it smells good?
It smells pretty good.
Yeah. He said it smells pretty good.
Pretty good.
So, pretty good.
I don't know. I cooked fish for dinner on Saturday night and it was good, but listen, it's just a smell. You know what I mean? Like it was delicious. The meal was good. But then like last night we had enough left over and Perry was like, are you going to eat fish left over? And I said, I'm not. I said, it was a one night thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was one and done.
This is a great segue into something that I feel like we need to discuss before we get into college football.
What?
Which is the fact that I flew into, when I was on my way to Little Rock, I flew from here to Dallas and then flew to Little Rock. I think that's how that went. I think that's how that went. Or maybe, no, I flew from Little Rock to Dallas and then from Dallas to Wichita. That's what I did.
Okay.
Anyway, let's talk about DFW for just a second.
Listen, it's a whole situation, DFW is.
And we've talked about it before in terms of just being a place where you have to pick people up, you know, where you have to navigate a vehicle in what is essentially an obstacle course.
Yes.
But the volume of restaurants in that airport, and there are probably more restaurants per square foot than any other airport in this country. And I would say maybe not Atlanta, but Atlanta tends to put the bulk of their restaurants in a part of the airport where the ceilings are a little higher.
Yes.
The low ceilings in DFW and the airports mean you just don't know what you're going to have to smell.
No.
When you exit the jetway.
Yeah.
And when I exited the jetway, when I was traveling from Little Rock to Wichita and had to connect in Dallas, I know I made a face and uttered a noise. I know I did. It was profound that just the volume of smells that all at once. And I don't know what can be done there. If anything can be done there, I feel like it's certainly maybe time for a redo. I know that's expensive.
Yes.
But it feels like an insult when you're traveling to be confronted with that many smells at one time.
No, I agree, because you're already, the ventilation is already questionable in a lot of different areas mm-hmm. you've been in. And then to have to get out and have that happen, it just feels like the cruelest of all things. DFW to me is really a structure that it would be better if we could just level it and start all over again.
I don't disagree with you. I don't mm-hmm. disagree with you. Yeah. It really, really needs to be modernized. Now, I haven't told you this because we haven't gotten a chance to talk about it, but when I got to Little Rock, I had a reservation at a hotel, and I think it's a very lovely hotel. This is nothing against the hotel. Mm-hmm. But when I walked in, my room was not ready, and I was immediately confronted by they were running a scent through their HVAC system. Okay. And it was a scent that if it were in a candle, I would return the candle.
Yes.
Because it what it felt like to me was, and your migraine will set in 5-4. It was so strong, and it was so floral, and it was so sweet. Mm-mm. And so she said, you can sit in the lobby while we get your room ready. It shouldn't be but about 10 minutes. So I sat down, and within, I would say, 3 minutes, I had pulled my sweatshirt up over my nose. It was strong.
Oh, no.
Within about 6 minutes, I thought, I'm going to have to go back out to the car. Mm. And then by the time I got back out to the car, I thought, I can't stay here. If I can't, I can't. So I called Hilton, and I said, hey, I checked in on the app. Is there any way I can cancel this reservation? I can't handle whatever smell they're piping through the system.
Yeah.
And so she said, well, we can't cancel it, but you can cancel it inside. So I went back in, and when I told them, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm real sensitive to smell. I can't handle this particular fragrance. And they said, oh, it's not in the rooms. But I thought, no, it's in my nose. It's never going to be out of my nose. And so anyway, they were very kind. And anyway, one of the women who worked there, she said, people always say it smells so great, but I can't smell it. And I thought of was how?
Yeah.
How do you not smell it? Mm-mm. I can smell it outside. It was the strongest, most floral thing ever.
No, so, she's nose blind is what's happened. Like she's exactly lost it. She smelled mm-hmm. it. Okay. But this is an interesting thing that you've brought up because I'll talk more about this in a little bit. But so I went to College Station last week to go hear Aretha speak because she spoke at this Beyond Basketball event at A&M. And so we stayed at the George. Mm-hmm. And so Caroline came up to see us. And when we were walking down what do you call it? The hall. When we were walking down the hall, God, to my room.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you know, you've been to the George, you know, it smells dreamy. Like they've got a good smell going on. And so we had this question. Caroline was like, so do we think somebody like comes through? Is it somebody's job to come through and spritz this hallway with some sort of spray? Or is this literally like pumping through the systems? Because the rooms don't have the smell really. Right. It's just the hallways and the lobby and that area. So we had a thing because Caroline was like, that would be a fun job to like skip down the hall and like spritz your spray every morning, like the scent fairy. But sure. I was like, I bet somehow they put it through the vents, but I don't know.
Well, as I found out at this Hilton property, it runs through the HVAC system. She said it's an HVAC scent. It does not go into our rooms. Now, if I really thought I could have gotten away from it, but I'm telling you, it was that night and I was at a different hotel and I could still recreate that scent in my brain. It just, it was not pleasing to me. But I think that's a whole other thing. How do you determine what scents people will find appealing and what scents they will not? Because it's such a personal thing. We have really taken a turn here. We've gone in a direction I did not know we were going to go. But like that I could go in the George and go, this is lovely. Or I could go in Hotel Emma and say, this is lovely. Yeah. Even the Hard Rock at Universal has a very particular scent, but I think it's great. But then that hotel in Little Rock, it was an immediate no for me.
Yeah. With big wireless providers, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically seems to skyrocket. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I had to change some stuff with my provider a couple of weeks ago, and when I hung up, I thought, I have no idea what I just signed up for or what my monthly bill is actually going to look like. It's all so confusing, and they don't make it clear. I was so tired by the end of the call that I just agreed. But you can say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. You can ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bigboo. There's a $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on the first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Yeah, I can't do anything florally. And I do think scent. I can see where no matter how good the scent is, that there are some people. But I'm going to guess that like your, you know, like the George, Hotel Emma, there's certain hotels where you're like, maybe they've paid. It's like they don't have the Glade plug-in scent is what right. I'm saying. You know, yeah. Like it's more of an upscale scent.
Yeah.
And I do think that makes all the difference. But I still think scent is, you're the first person that told me that years ago. I remember because we talked about candles and you said, and it was a word for me where you said, I don't always like to give candles as a gift unless you really know the person because scent is such a personal thing.
It is.
And I never thought about that, but you were right. That's right.
Well, listen, I'm here to tell you the scent at this particular hotel was not pleasing to me. It felt artificial. Anyway, all that to say, I was able to switch hotels and it ended up being fine. But that's the first time I think I've ever left a hotel because I didn't like how it smelled.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. That's
but
fair.
You know, I'm a little bougie when it comes to all that stuff. And I thought I can't sit here. I had a book event that night. I was like, I can't sit here and get a migraine.
No.
And then, you know, try to go do what I'm here to do. So anyway, let's talk about college football.
Listen, let's talk about college football. I'm going to say that this weekend was delightful for me because you know what I did? I watched all kinds of teams stress. I watched some people lose that shouldn't have lost. I watched some kicks that went south. I watched the whole thing. You know what I did? Didn't care because I didn't have a dog in the fight. I'm like, this is all good. I'm breezy. Whatever happens, happens. May the Lord be with you and your team. But as for me and my team,
We're
just relaxing. Mm-hmm. We're just resting and, and getting ready. So
I was dreaming about the glorious metropolis that is Starkville, Mississippi. Is what you and the Aggies were doing this past weekend.
Well, and listen, I'm going to say that Gully and I talked today, and I still have PTSD from whatever year that was when we were number 4 in the college football playoffs. We were number 4. Yeah. Mississippi State was not ranked. Everybody was like, Mississippi State's not good this year. This is going to be a no-brainer, whatever. And what happened was is that we rolled into Starkville, and what had happened was is we lost. And I can still remember where I was because we had gone. I had to listen to it on my phone because Caroline had a soccer game. This is how long ago that was. And we were traveling for soccer. And then we stopped. Perry had to stop at Cabela's because we were on our way home from Austin. And I was in Cabela's when I realized we aren't coming back. We're going to lose this game. This is all a disaster. I can remember standing there and I was so mad. I was so mad at our football team. And I was so mad that Perry made us stop at Cabela's because I just needed to be in a very small, safe place.
That's right. Yeah. Here's what I know about this weekend. Okay. Mm-hmm. Once again, find ourselves on the verge of a big Blue Bowl.
Yes.
Here's what I know. So my sister and I are going, I think.
Okay.
I bought tickets a couple of days ago. I've had a whole thing with StubHub today. We don't have to get into that because I got my tickets and somebody had just uploaded pictures of like paper tickets.
Oh no.
Which they're not supposed to be able to do. But I also know, I don't know. StubHub says they're working on it for us. Anyway,
okay.
All that to say, so I found out, so we're celebrating this weekend in Starkville the 10th anniversary of our team that went to number one.
Oh,
so
okay.
In 2014, which, you know, was Dak and just the magic of all that when we beat Auburn at home to go to number one. It was the best football day of my life. It was just, it was fantastic. So that team is coming back to Davis Wade this weekend. But because of the way that State has played against Texas on the road and against Georgia on the road this past weekend, the fan base has sort of said, we're going to get behind these guys. They're getting better every week.
They've got
a lot of grit and a lot of toughness. And we've got now Michael Van Buren, a freshman, playing quarterback, who's the freshman of the week this week in the SEC, who really did a phenomenal job against the Georgia Bulldogs, despite the fact that Kirby Smart pushed him on the sidelines, which we'll talk about in just a second. So I think there'll be a decent crowd in Starkville this weekend.
Listen, I have no doubt. Y'all are going to be loud. That cowbell is going to be ringing. Y'all are going to be fired up. And we're going to roll in. And listen, I hope I'm wrong. But I hope that somebody is saying, hey, don't believe your press. Pay attention to Mississippi State, who gave Texas all they wanted and gave the Georgia Bulldogs all they wanted and is getting better every week. Like, wake up. Pay attention. Let's not roll in and think, because I still have a big, listen, I'm so happy we beat Missouri. I'm so happy we dominated Missouri. I still contend I don't think Missouri was a number nine team to begin with.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is I need everybody to lock in. I need everybody to lock in.
I think it'll be fun. I mean, listen, it's Ag Day in Starkville, Melanie. What could be more appropriate?
It feels right.
Ag Day. Is somebody going to drive a tractor on the football field? Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. But I think, you know, it's the Aggies and everybody's maroon and it's Ag Day and State fans and Aggie fans are always a great mix. I think it'll be a fun day. And I do think we may just get a really good football game. So,
I mean, I hope we do. And listen, if I were going, I would find that sweatshirt that people have sent us that is apparently at Walmart that says A&M Bulldogs. And it's maroon and white. I just, they were just like, I don't know, this feels close enough.
I would love to have one. I would love to have one. It would make me so, so happy. Mm-hmm. But I think it could be a really good ball game. I think, you know, we'll see. And, you know, there's nothing that will, will rally a Mississippi State fan base like an Ole Miss loss. I mean, the tweets about Rebel Tears this past weekend. Anyway, so I'm excited. I hope our StubHub situation works out because, you know, I think I don't have a lot of weekends, or I haven't had a lot of weekends to really devote to my Bulldogs.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this one, and I'm excited to play the Aggies and to see Mike Elko do his thing in person and to see Connor Wegman do his thing in person, along with our new beloved quarterback, Michael Van Buren, who everybody is referring to as the president, which makes me really happy.
Listen, I love it. I love it. I love to see the teams. Gully and I were just saying that, that we were like, the thing about the SEC, and we were like, and the thing that the Longhorns don't know yet is it's not, well, because I mean, I know they beat OU and they were dominant and whatever, but I was like, it's not so much about any given weekend. It is the grind of like, there's never, and this year more than ever. And I mean, I think that the games have shown it. There's not a team that you can say, ah, it's Vandy. Ah, it's Kentucky. It's whatever. It's like every weekend you're going into teams that are getting better and better and better as the season goes on. And I mean, cause I did not have LSU knocking off Ole Miss. I did not, I was cheering for the Tigers. And I thought, poor Ole Miss, because I bet Dan Mullen isn't even going to put them in his top 25 this week.
I hit refresh all day yesterday trying to see what he had done. He hadn't posted it. He's been real focused on the 10th anniversary of State's win against Auburn, which, of course, listen, you know what I did? Somebody sent me that post on Instagram of Dan Mullen saying one of the most memorable days of my coaching career. And I clicked through to watch the reel, and I left a comment thinking I was leaving it for the person who sent me the reel. But I actually sent something to Dan Mullen that said, the most memorable day of my college football life, heart, heart, heart.
Oh, listen, you reached out to your ex-boyfriend.
I did. I left a message on his answer machine, and he hasn't responded. But idea. And I was like, oh God, I just messaged Dan Mullen. I'm so uncomfortable. I feel so uncomfortable right now.
I bet he wanted to respond, but he's scared of the feelings that he still has for Mississippi State.
He's afraid. He's so afraid because he knows. He knows if he were to look in our direction again, he would just want to come back. But apparently,
that's right.
He is going to be in Starkville this weekend.
Okay.
From a pretty reliable source, he's going to be in Starkville. And then, of course, I was like, what about Dak? What about that?
Yeah.
But, and because the Cowboys are off this coming up weekend, they have a bye.
Did they play yesterday? Let's be honest.
I mean, not really. They kind of had a bye yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And set some records that no team wants to set.
God.
Anyway, so I don't know about Dak, but I know that I love that team. And so I'm so happy to see them back in Starkville this weekend. I think it'll be a ton of fun.
You've heard me talk about AG1 for a long time now, but for a limited time, we have a special offer for you that's a $67 value. I initially gave AG1 a try because I was so tired of taking all my different supplements and mixing and matching pills and trying to figure out what I needed. When one daily scoop of AG1 covers all my nutrient gaps, it supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle, and in just 60 seconds every morning, I know that I'm giving my body what it needs. Caroline just came home from fall break and she was talking about how she was feeling tired and run down. And I said, are you still taking your AG1? And she was like, no. And I said, then you need to start taking your AG1. It makes the biggest difference. It contains prebiotics, probiotics, and gut supporting ingredients. It supports your digestion. It reduces bloating. It gives you energy. Since drinking AG1, I have noticed major changes in my gut health and my immune system. I just feel healthier. I have more energy. I feel better. You can start AG1 and notice the difference for yourself. It's a great first step to investing in your health, and that's why they've been a proud partner of ours for so long. Try AG1 today and get their special offer of 10, yes, 10 free travel packs. You will want to go everywhere with these, and a bottle of vitamin D3 K2 with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's a $67 value for free if you go to drinkag1.com/bigboo today. Check it out. Well, that'll be so fun. That'll be super fun.
Now, I was so happy on Saturday because, you know, my favorite game that does not involve Mississippi State is the Ole Miss LSU game. I look forward to it every year. It is never not just a dogfight. Like, it's always entertaining.
Yeah.
Always, you know, there are always shenanigans and mm-hmm. drama. And so Alex and I went Saturday afternoon. Our friend Ella was in a Miss Alabama preliminary on Saturday afternoon at Lake Martin. And so I'd known I was going to be in town. So I was like, listen, I will be there. Well, it turns out Alex was on fall break and he said, I will go support Ella. Alex
yes.
had never been to a pageant.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that he'll go back.
Yeah.
I don't know that he appreciated it maybe in the same ways that I did,
mm-hmm.
but he and I had a great time. I mean, I was so, we got to, you know.
Oh, that's
to,
good.
We got to ride there together and then ride home. And then we got back just in time for the football game. And listen, and I had the state Georgia game on my phone the whole time. I was so proud of them. I was so proud of them. They just,
oh yeah.
They never quit. They never quit. I love Jeff Lebby's energy on the sidelines. Anyway, so we get back in time for LSU and Ole Miss. And, you know, you just think Ole Miss has, at least to me, seemed to have had a pretty good bit of momentum, despite the
yeah.
Kentucky loss. But they are in Tiger Stadium at night, which has
yeah.
to be a factor.
100%.
But that game, my word, that game, when they went into overtime and Ole Miss scored and
mm-hmm.
then LSU got the ball and they just threw that pass right out the gate and scored
yeah.
a touchdown.
It was crazy.
I'm here for it. It's the
mm-hmm.
kind of aggression I like to
yep.
see in football.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, what a fantastic game and what an incredible atmosphere. To
yeah.
just to watch on television. I'm sure it was very calm in person.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm sure.
I have no doubt everybody was very orderly as they
yes.
as they stormed onto the field and
yeah.
and nobody had been overserved at all.
No,
I feel
not at
confident
all.
Of that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
No, it was a great Saturday of football. Listen, South Carolina almost knocked off Alabama,
they
which
really
I was like
did.
Whoo. And
we
I thought
listened
I mean
to that on the way to the pageant. And I mean, and literally like we're kind of on the edge of our seats wondering what's going to happen. At some point, Shane Beamer is going to get it done really
yeah.
consistently at South Carolina. Like, it's just, you feel like they're right on the verge,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
Golly. Yeah.
It's like Clark Lee at Vandy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you see it and they're building, and it just takes some time, especially at these schools that maybe haven't had the best program in a long time. But I mean, that game, I was really watching that and I thought, what does this look like? Does Tuscaloosa burn if they lose this game? Like, what is going to happen?
It would have been something else. It would have been something else.
I mean, golly, that was crazy. So it was a great Saturday of football. But like I said, I liked watching all the stuff and not having to worry about any of it.
Yeah. And we had Vandy in Kentucky, which was great. Who did Oregon play? Why can't I remember?
Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. Played Ohio State. We had that game. Yeah. And then Penn State and USC. Is that right?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Penn State and USC. And then Penn State barely pulled that out. I mean, everything was like, I love these games. I mean, Clemson was dominant over Wake Forest.
Yes.
But I love that all the other games were just like, what is going to happen? Tennessee, listen, y'all barely pulled that out. I know.
I didn't see that one coming either. I mean, I thought Tennessee would win, but I didn't think it would be close. You know?
No, I didn't either.
Do you have any side eyes? Do you have any ICUs?
I mean, I'm going to say that my side eye goes to the Alabama secondary.
Fair.
I have some concerns for y'all. Danger. Mm-hmm. Girl, you in danger is what mm-hmm. I'm going to say. I don't know what's going on there. But that kind of seems to be a problem that I think that is going to be a recurring problem. And then I think my ICUs would go to, I mean, listen, LSU, y'all never quit. You never quit. I mean, I just thought they just kept coming back. And I thought that was impressive. I thought Oregon, listen, do I care about Oregon or Ohio State? I really don't. I don't care about either one of them, but good for you, Oregon.
That's what I say too. Good for you, Oregon.
Yeah.
That's
congratulations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. So
I say the same thing there. Yeah. I think that was a big win for them, a big win for that program. And it was fun. It was fun to see. It was fun to see how much it meant to them to get that win. For sure.
Oh, and I'm going to have another ICU that is kind of, it's more football adjacent. And I'm going to tell you that it hurts my heart to have to say this, but I'm going to say it because I need to give praise where praise belongs. I have so many friends and acquaintances who are Longhorns who graduated from Texas and all that stuff. And I'm going to say some of the outfits at the Red River Rivalry were outstanding. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, well done, ladies. Well done.
Yeah.
I mean, just the boots, the hats, the skirts, the whole thing. I was inspired. Mm-hmm. I just thought y'all brought your A game and I respect it and I appreciate it.
Okay. Look at you, Melanie.
Well,
look at
you. I've grown. I'm growing as a person. I'm trying to be humble before the Lord in the hopes that we won't go to Starkville and tank our season. Now that fall is here, even though the weather is not cooperating yet, I find myself wearing makeup more days. It just feels like I have more places to go, I'm getting dressed up more often, and I like a little bit more makeup in the fall. It just feels a little more dramatic. I like to put on eye makeup. And so I love Thrive Cosmetics because whether you're fresh-faced and radiant to going with more of an autumn glam look, they have something for you. All their products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and they have zero parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. I love their Brilliant Eye Brightener. Y'all know this has been one of my favorite products for a long time. It's this highlighter eyeshadow combo. It makes your eye look effortless. I am not good at putting on eyeshadow, but this makes it so easy because there's 17 buildable shades that you can choose from and play with, so you can use as little or as much as you like. You can apply a light shade. I like the shade Stella that I put in the inner corner of my eyes and just to give a glow and open up my eyes on a daily basis. But then they have all these great metallic shades that you can make a smoky eye even if you don't really know how to do that. I love this product. Best of all, you can spice up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics. It's luxury beauty that gives back. And right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 20% off your first order.
Well, I will say my one and only side eye this week is to the University of Georgia head coach, Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
I watched today as he tried to explain what happened. I understand that there's a lot going on that field at any given point in time, but he shoved our quarterback.
Yeah,
and
that was bad.
He shoved him like he meant it too.
Yeah.
Now, he could have been so focused on the officials that he just wanted that body out of his way. But I mean,
No. Well, you can't do that to your own player, much less a player from another team. I mean, that was bad. That was bad. So I
did not care for that. I did not care for that. And the State fans on social media who have been waiting with bated breath to see how that was going to be handled, I think, are starting to accept the fact that it's just not going to be. Now, he did say that he had called Jeff Lebby. He said he had called Michael Van Buren. Okay. But I think that's bad form from a good coach. That's bad form from a bad coach. Now, in terms of ICUs, I'm going to say, one, Clemson. You started off rough, Clemson, you know, but you've worked your way up into the top 10, and they're having a pretty good run, so I see you. I also had Oregon on my list, and the LSU pass defense, you know, and maybe this was a situation where the officials had gotten together and decided what pass interference was and was not going to be this week. But that's some of the best pass defense I've seen in a minute. The coverage was so good. And, you know, I think Jackson Dart is one of those guys where if he gets momentum, you're toast. And he just couldn't get momentum, you know, in terms of, of having receivers catch the ball. Also, Garrett Nussmeier, I see your leadership on that field. I also appreciate that several of our listeners have told me that every time they hear the name Nussmeier, they think of Gus Meyer here in Birmingham. And think about shoes. So it's it's a dual purpose. And then the last ICU I have is Michael Van Buren, our freshman quarterback at Mississippi State. Listen, he comes into a really tough situation with Blake Shapen and his injury, and I mean, season ending injury to his shoulder. And he has just gotten in there and he's throwing good passes as receivers are catching the ball for him. And he's given us something that we needed. And so I love to see it and proud of him for being, you know, you don't think you're going to go in and play at Georgia on the road and then have the kind of week where you get SEC Freshman of the Week. But he did. And I think it's fantastic. So I'm really proud of this team and the fact that they just have not given up and seem to really be working hard to get better.
And I think for a new team, I think for a team under a first-year coach, I think that's the best. I think that's what you hope for. You know what I mean? Is like, are they going to keep fighting? Are they going to figure things out? Are they going to get better as they go? And I think that's a good thing. That's a good place to be. You know. Because you think it takes time for a coach to come in and establish his culture and his dynamic and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah, that's good.
Well,
I went, I just have to say, I went to College Station. I mentioned this last week because Retha, Joni Taylor, who's the head basketball coach, women's basketball coach at A&M, had asked Retha to come speak at her Beyond Basketball event, which
is... And if I could interject, Joni was mi estudiante in La Clase de Español.
Yes, she was.
Back in the year of our Lord, 1990-something.
Listen...
So I adore her. And her mama and daddy were both my high school teachers. Her daddy taught me American history. Her mama taught me biology. And their family is the best. So the Joni Retha connection delights me.
Yeah, I love it. It's so it was so fun because Retha had texted me a couple of weeks ago and she was like, hey, I need you to send me some maroon things. And I said, why? And she was like, because I'm going to this Beyond Basketball thing. So, you know, I immediately, because I always have a stockpile of maroon things in my head. And I said, now she ended up doing black instead. And that's fine. That's her fine. Journey. I realized that maroon might have been a bridge too far. So that's fine. But anyway, I drove down Tuesday to College Station and the breakfast was Wednesday. So this is an event that Joni started at Georgia when she was there and she's brought it over to A&M. So I think it's the third year she's done it, but it's a women's breakfast. It's once a month. And it was so good. I got to see some friends were there. Caroline came, she was able to come. So that was good. And just to get to see like, because, you know, as a mom, you know, I give a lot of pep talks, but to have these two strong, accomplished women speak and repeat so many of the things that I say to Caroline and like encouragement and all of that, it just was really good. And one of the things that Coach Joni said, which I thought was so great, is she talked a little bit about her summer because she was one of the Olympic coaches and won a gold medal. And she said, you know, when I was growing up in 96, it was all about the dream team at the Olympics. And that was my dream, was to be able to be there and to do that. And she said, and then I got to college and I realized I'm not good enough. I'm not going to play in the Olympics. And she said, but God still made that dream come true, just in a way that looked very different than what I thought.
Right.
And it was just so, and then like Aretha's message was kind of the same about how like God is always putting these pieces together and you don't know how things are going to look. And I don't know, I just found them both I was inspired. I cried. I was so proud of our friend Aretha because I had never seen her in that kind of a speaking environment before. And she was just so good. And they thought she was so funny and they just laughed. And so it was fun. I don't know. I've had that same experience with you. It's fun watching an audience get to discover so many things that you love about your friend. And that was really fun. It was, and Honey came. And so listen, Aretha had her little fan club table and I told her, we're going to make an Aggie out of you yet. I said, because guess who's not calling you to speak? Texas. But guess who wants you? She said, I drove into town and I was like, there's Gringo's Mexican restaurant. If I go straight, I'm going to get to Jesse's Tacos. And I was like, yeah, you're becoming an Aggie. Slowly
That's
but
right.
surely,
That's
this
right.
is what's happened. Welcome to the light, Aretha.
Listen, I want to go back, by the way, to Jesse's Tacos.
Oh yeah, we'll for sure do that. When we're there. Yeah, that's a must. When Caroline moved into her house out of the dorm, we got her a Helix mattress. I had heard great things about them, and so I wanted to try them, and we wanted to do something easy, and we wanted to find something that maybe was a little less expensive than mattresses that we can find at other places. And here's the thing, Caroline has told us so many times how the mattress at school is even better than the mattress she sleeps on when she's home. It is just the right amount of support and comfort. She gets a great night's sleep. She doesn't wake up hot. She says that her back doesn't hurt when she wakes up in the morning. It is a truly great mattress. The thing about Helix is they offer 20 unique mattresses, so there really is something for everybody, no matter what your sleep issue is. They have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. They have enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which I think is invaluable. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than to actually sleep on it in your own home. And that's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Right now, you can get 20% off on all mattress orders at Helix. Our URL is helixsleep.com/bigboo. Visit helixsleep.com/bigboo for 20% off all mattress orders.
Well, I got home from my Little Rock, Wichita trip Friday afternoon and met David and Alex and my sister and my brother-in-law for dinner. And then Saturday, Alex and I went to the pageant. Ella got second, runner-up. She did great. It was so fun just to see how she has adjusted and got even better since she did her first preliminary. And so that was a ton of fun. And just getting to be in the car with Alex and listen to football games and talk, all that was great too. And then yesterday, David and I went to early church and then I came home. And when I tell you my personal laundry situation is really, it's humbling right now.
Yes.
I'm trying to work my way through that slowly but surely. I don't know. It may take some days for me to kind of get to the bottom of that. But one thing I wanted to be sure to tell you about my trip to Little Rock and my trip to Wichita, both of which were delightful. So fun to meet podcast listeners and just outside of Wichita a little bit. Just delightful experiences, both of them. But I got up to come home on Friday and got on the plane from Wichita and thought for a little bit. I was on the aisle and the two seats next to me were empty. And I was like, Lord, could it be? You know, I mean, this is a Delta flight. You don't usually get a whole row to yourself on a Delta flight, but maybe. Well, a couple came on at the last minute and those were their seats and that was fine and great. But when the gentleman sat down and he took the middle seat, he took off his shoes.
Oh, no, 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 no.
He did. He took off his shoes.
Do better. Do better, America. Do better.
And I thought about you. And I understand he was probably really tired.
No.
He was just getting comfortable. Mm-mm. But the combination of people bringing food on planes. And I know that sometimes these connections are tricky. All I'm going to ask is maybe just get something that doesn't have a distinctive smell. Like,
that's what I'm saying. A pack of Cheez-Its, some Chex Mix.
If it's got some onions in it, maybe just say that's the wrong thing to take on a metal tube with poor ventilation. Yes. But as it turned out, listen, he fell asleep. It was fine. But I just thought, I can't.
Yeah.
No,
shoes belong on unless you're in the comfort of your own home or a dear friend's home or somewhere that is like a home place. But that is not an airplane.
Right.
That is not an airplane. Yeah. That is you are in Gen Pop. And when you're in Gen Pop, shoes stay on.
Yeah.
If your shoes are that uncomfortable, then you need to reevaluate your shoe situation.
That's I agree. I think that it's a private thing
to
take off your shoes. It's if I take off my shoes in your presence, you need to know I'm as comfortable. Maybe I should have been honored that he felt that comfortable in the presence of a stranger, but I think it wouldn't have mattered who sat next to him. Maybe it's because he was with his wife. I don't know. It was all fine. I had fine flying experiences. I'm so happy to be home. I slept till 9:30 this morning.
Oh, that's delightful.
I'm on the road to feeling like I have a normal life again. So
okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
With that being said, do you have five favorites for us today?
I do have five favorites for us, and my first thing that I'm going to mention, I'm sad to say they don't have the color combo of this that I got, which will be right up your alley.
Yeah.
But it's a favorite because of the fabric. So this is called the Collared Color Block Sweatshirt Mini Dress from Anthropologie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say mini dress. I will wear this with leggings.
I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so now I have it in mine is like has red and blue stripes, and then it's got different stripes on each sleeve. So imagine that. I got something that was a little loud.
Yeah.
But it's so soft. It is the softest, like jersey kind of knit. Like, there's not one rough thing about this. It's the most luxurious feeling knit. So if you like really soft clothes, and why wouldn't you? I just highly recommend it. And I think the pink and brown is also really cute. And again, I think for a younger person, so cute without anything under it, just to wear it as a dress.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like what I owe to society is to put some leggings on with this. That's just, that's the personal thing that I'm going to offer to the human race when I wear it. But be young, be free, everybody.
Yeah,
so
that's just, okay. Mm-hmm. I had the same conversation because I ordered that darling rugby dress from Free People that I loved, and I returned it last week when I made multiple returns out at Lock and Tara. And when the girl at Free People opened it up, who was probably about Caroline's age, she was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so cute!" And I said, "It would be darling on you." I said, "As for me, I said it was a little short for me to wear it as a dress at this juncture of my life."
That's
what I'm saying?
That's
so.
I think just as long as we know, we feel good about it. I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
My second thing I bought on a whim when I was coming back from Austin, I actually bought these on the plane because I had read somewhere or David had told me, I don't know, that the new AirPods had noise cancellation. I was like, I'm going to give this a try because I washed my old AirPods at some point.
Okay.
And while they still worked, they had a tendency to occasionally emit kind of a high pitch, like squeak, you know,
not
the most relaxing. And I was like, why am I doing this? I'm going to get myself some new AirPods. These things are fantastic. The noise cancellation is so good. So on a plane, they are dreamy. And I was not really prepared for that. They sound great, but I haven't had, you know, any kind of headset that was noise canceling since I had like a wired set maybe like 10 years ago of like big over the ear headphones. So I love these. They're great. And I mean, like they cancel the noise so completely that I almost didn't hear them announce that it was time for me to board my flight.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah,
okay.
They're really good.
Okay.
They'll be a great Christmas gift if somebody needs a little upgrade in their AirPods. The next thing I have is, this is a business out of North Carolina, and it's called Firelight Candles. And I think this is a great way to help a small business that's trying to stay afloat in light of Hurricane Helene.
Yes.
But also to put a great product in your home. And they make handmade soy candles. I actually got one. I'm trying to remember. That's like frankincense and pine and lemon.
Oh, so that sounds good. It's a clean,
wintry delight. The containers are gorgeous, but I love the idea of doing something practical that helps us support a business that could benefit from continued orders coming through. So,
yes, love that.
Just a way to help somebody keep going a little bit, with, and somebody who makes a really beautiful homemade, handmade product. So
yeah, great gift. Great gift.
Mm-hmm. Next thing I bought when I got home at some point from traveling, David says I gave it to him. I don't remember giving it to him, but Alex went to college with my Coop Home Goods, Philip.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember this transaction, this exchange, but I have wondered where it was. And David says, because you gave it to him. I don't remember that. But I ordered another Coop Home Goods pillow, but now they have a cooling pillow.
Oh, tell me more.
The Eden Cooling Pillow. And this thing is a newfound sense of joy in my life. It really is cooling. I mean, and like there was a point last night where I turned over and I was like, oh my goodness. Like it's just it's delightful. It's all the things we love about the Coop pillow, which is you can adjust the stuffing and you can make it fluffier,
yes.
You can make it flatter, but it's a good one. It's a
okay.
good one. I'm so happy to have it. It's the kind of
okay.
thing where, you know, I think, oh, I get to go to sleep because I've got my new pillow. So,
this may be an add to cart for me because this between this and my chili pad, it could just be like I'm just sleeping on a solid. There again, I always reference, I'm going to be like Almanzo Wilder when he had that fever and they had to ice him down. That's going to be me. That's a core memory for me.
That's it. The Lord was giving you a foreshadowing of what was to come.
That's it. That's how I would like to sleep, on a block of ice.
Yes. And then my last thing actually is because of the AirPods. So, you know, Apple loves to change our chargers on us. And so my phone has a USB connector to the port. My AirPods are USB-C. And so like the charger they sent is USB-C to go into the AirPods and USB-C to go into the charger. I don't have any of that. So I bought a charger on Amazon that has four ports, two USB, two USB-C. So you can charge both those things at the same time and, you know, not have to lug a different kind of charger with you when you travel. So
it's a handy
little, handy little charger. And it was great on the plane because I just plugged it in and it charged my AirPods and my phone at the same time, even though they have different ways that they connect. So,
okay. Well, this is great to know. These are great favorites. I'm real pleased with these today. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your service. Mm-hmm. I wish your team, I hope both our teams play well on Saturday.
Yes. May the better team win.
May the better team win. It's all going to be fine. The other part of this that in my heart, it's not just about, but they have said now that they won't say what time the A&M LSU game is going to start until we see what happens with the Bulldogs. So my other thing is, I'm really wanting a night game. And so I need whatever to happen that's going to be our best chance of getting a night game.
Yeah, that would be a win, I would think.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They announced today, Gully and I were laughing because we've been waiting to see because we're trying to make plans. And so they did say today it's either going to be at 2:30 or 3:15 or 6:30, which we were like, well.
That's not so bad. Ours is at 3:15 this weekend, which which is great for me in terms of being somebody who drives home after the game, right?
Yeah.
I'm very happy with our 3:15 kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy with just the fact that the Bulldogs, regardless of what happens this weekend, have decided we're going to get behind this team. We're going to get behind Jeff Lebby. And, you know, if there's anything that Mississippi State Bulldogs love, It's some effort. And that's right. So across the board, you know, I always say we like to build things. We like to grow things.
That's ag school. That's the ag school. I just need to see what you're going to bring to the table. I need to see some grit and some heart.
Yep. That's it. So if those things are on display, we can be okay.
Yeah.
What we're not going to be is, we're not going to go into any situation and just expect that it's going to work out for us.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be, there are going to be two teams with that mentality this weekend. And I think that's going to be fun to watch.
Listen, we'll see what happens. Okay. So, all right, y'all, we'll have a good one.
We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.